Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The following is a presentation of the Four Center podcast feed.
From the center of the galaxy, this is the Four Center podcast feed. I'm Ken Napsok.
I'm Joseph Scrimshaw.
And we are here on Rise of Skywalker release day for most of the people. I know different time zones, different countries, different places will get it. Some people have gone to press screenings, which is awesome. It's an awesome privilege, but it also is about workflow, getting the reviews out in time, and it's a whole big, crazy week. But Joseph, we're here at Four Center just to say hi to everyone on this big day.
Yeah. So we are not going to talk anything about the movie. No spoilers. You're safe. We just thought it would be fun to just share the excitement of seeing a new Star Wars movie, because there can be so much different talk, sometimes positive, sometimes negative, just sometimes the stress of avoiding spoilers. And for me, one of the great delights of Four Center has been a place to dig in and talk about Star Wars from, like, the deepest possible interpretation of the philosophy to, man, isn't it great that that weirdo did have a deep singing voice, and delight in it on every level and really celebrate that they're movies and we talk about them as movies, but then they become more than movies because of having a community who enjoys them and processes them in such a specific way. And I just felt like it would be fun for you and I to just take a few minutes to just share that excitement and that positivity about going into a new Star Wars.
It's such a great time. to be a Star Wars fan is something we've said from the beginning, and I just put out that Spotlight Star Wars episode over the weekend of kind of addressing that, and how I still feel it is, despite everything going on. And I'll be honest, you know, last couple weeks there's been tough moments, articles, interviews, clickbait titles, people on Twitter, and it can get overwhelming. And a lot of you have maybe logged off Twitter just for reasons, just to be like, hey, I want to go with a big heart. And I think that's part of the fun here, and it is this feeling. I love hearing stories of our friend, supporter, listener, first rate Nate wrote me, and he goes, give me a taste, give me a look. And I was like, yeah. Nate, I don't do that. Even from my buddies who text me, he was DMing me there. And he's like, I'm so excited. I got 20 friends going. I got other people saying, I got tens. I got tickets on this day. I got this day. And that is such a wonderful place to start from, to go enjoy Star Wars.
Yeah. Yeah.
The community.
Yeah. Do you have thoughts about going into it to receive the movie in the best possible way? I have a couple of thoughts. People asked me to do a Star Wars counseling, so I did for Solo, like some ideas about how to go into it positively. So I want to talk about those a little bit, but I'm really curious about, like, if somebody texted you and said, Ken, how do I enjoy this movie the most? What's your advice?
I tweeted it the other night, and some people thought I was spoiling the movie. I understand. But Luke saying to Yoda, what's in there? Yoda, only what you take with you.
That's great.
And that can mean a lot of things. You can, you know, from the point of view of like, well, if you're looking to love it, you're going to love it. No. That's not what Yoda meant in that moment. It's only what you take in there. And I told another friend, open your heart. And that's not a comment on anything in the movie. But that's a comment on Solo. It's a comment on every episode of Resistance, which sometimes isn't my favorite show compared to other ones, and other times has episodes that may move me that I couldn't expect.
Yeah.
Open up your heart, because that's what Star Wars is really about, is these messages straight to your inner child and to children. But we've talked about it ad nauseum, about what that really means and what George is trying to do. But this is Star Wars is unlike anything else if you love it, and that you get to that point by going deep and just opening up your mind and heart, and that's what I try to approach.
Yeah.
It's the releasing of, I hope, and you can have those hopes, but just, you know, because sometimes you're going to get what you hope, and even sometimes you're like, I wanted the cake, and then I got the cake, and the cake, I want more cake, or I didn't want it. Just open up your heart.
Open up your heart.
It's calling to you.
I think that's great. Yeah, the light side is calling. Let it in. It's definitely a great message. I think we're also can be in a place sometimes which can be fun, and is just, hey, accepted. It's a reality of the times we live in, where we're so focused on the story behind the story.
Yeah.
And some of the lead up to this, with the various who thinks what about Last Jedi, who says what, and, you know, I was thinking this morning that it's a great mindset to watch the story first, and then we can, as a culture, engage in the story behind the story.
Yeah.
You know, I felt myself kind of longing for times when I was much younger and knew some humans made this.
Yeah.
I only know some of their names, right? Instead of leading so much with, is this a response from this human to this human, or is that choice made because of this toy or this box? Like, it's all great stuff. It's all interesting stuff. It's an undeniable truth of our culture. But I just kind of feel like when I think about, like, why I like stories, and Star Wars is so much about the act of storytelling. It starts with a long time ago, that it has that undeniable spirit of, like, gather around the campfire and listen to a thrilling, exciting adventure. And then when you're done listening to the story, and you're just kind of, you're wandering from the fire back to wherever you live.
Yeah.
The story's playing in your mind, and you suddenly go, oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that part of the story made me feel this. That connects to my life. Or I didn't really ever realize that part of the story has something to say to that other part of the story.
Yeah.
And I think there is at this point in our culture, a skill in just experiencing the story.
Yeah.
And then later, great, let's go into the story behind the story and what it means for the industry and the box office numbers, but the pure bliss of
the sport of film watching.
Yeah, and like went to a live event where Samuel L. Jackson talked after a movie. He was at the ArcLight Dome, and like five times he said, it's about being in the big dark room.
Yeah.
And I think like that's a modern way of saying gather around the campfire and hear a story of just like the thrill of being in the big dark room where a story unfolds.
And to not be afraid to experience this film or any film, but particularly Star Wars film these days, or anything you love, just experience it as it moves you and fills up your mind, heart and soul. And then maybe it doesn't, and that's your journey too. It's dangerous times. It's not just related to Star Wars. You know, we can't fully talk about it, but like, it's a weird time. It's a weird time where forget Rise of Skywalker. We talked about it here. Mandalorian being used against Last Jedi.
Right. This taco proves why pizza is bad.
Yeah. Man, give me a taco wrapped in a pizza and. We've talked about the great Star Wars buffet, and there could be something for everyone there, and that's vital and important to remember. No doubt, we're not speaking around anything here. We're just trying not to spoil anything in the movie, but just there's no doubt this week you've seen it already emerge, and I have this feeling of here we go again.
Yeah,
and I don't want to take myself down that path again.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Dark path.
A dark path. Yeah, I think the path of light is just remembering that we all get to interact with the stories exactly as we want.
And as much as you want. As deep as you want.
As much as you want, as deep as you want. Yeah, and there is a joy and I think a strength in saying it does not, nobody else's opinion matters.
Yeah.
If there's something that 99% of the world loves and you're like, that doesn't speak to me.
Yeah.
That's great. That's your position. If there's something where it is really divided and there's lots of rancor, you know, I just don't think that people need, it's great that people want to have a conversation and listen to people like us who want to discuss things, or people who are like very professional critics. And I am telling you what is good or
here is my ranking.
Here's my ranking. What is good and bad. That's all fun. And that's all great to engage in. But I think there is a strength in saying my opinion is my opinion.
Yes.
And I like what I like in no other opinion, as long as you're not hurting someone.
Yeah.
If you are finding joy in something, the world needs all the joy it can possibly muster.
Let's gather around some joy, children. Yeah.
Great fun to have the conversation. Great fun to have the community. But at the end of the day, the story is being told to all of us, but it's also being told to you.
Yeah.
And you get to choose. It is entirely in your power what you feel about it.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend.
But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Yeah, and there's no greater moment to me than sitting down and the theater goes dark and the trailers end, if you're at a screen with trailers, and that Lucasfilm logo, and long time ago, because you're about to see something that could potentially change your life all over again. And that's the greatest moment. And we all need to work towards that moment and then carry it on. And then, you know, go where the story goes, go where the adventure takes you, go where your heart goes.
Yeah.
I don't like to watch these movies with a notepad.
No.
And a pen making notes. Especially it's like, you know, even just on the practical level reviewing it. You know, you and I talk, like, quite frankly, like, I have to go do two versions of a Collider review. And I've seen the movie once. And that's far too many to really just dive in, enjoy it, and discuss it, and understand it.
Yeah, I think...
For any film. Solo was like that. And Solo's a whiz-bang kind of, you know, not surface-level movie, but you're just like, you can go through that and slide on the surface of things and be okay. And I just...
Yeah, I think that's such a great point that really for any movie to kind of have a let's fully digest this. If you want to like really dive in and discuss it, one viewing's not much. I think Star Wars is unique, particularly for anybody who is listening to something like Force Center, where we spend a lot of time thinking and speculating.
Right.
I feel like there's this kind of fascinating tension of, well, for one, it's the world of possibility is open. Mm-hmm. We spent 2 years going, what if? Mm-hmm. And there's a weird sensation when a story then goes, this is the what if.
Yeah.
And this is, you know, a answer. An opening to other answers or however you want to interpret it. That's just kind of a weird sensation. Yeah. But I think a comforting thing is to just remember the community always makes these movies our own in a way and become a part of the larger story of Star Wars. Mm-hmm. The power of Star Wars is the actual filmmaking and storytelling, but also what the community chose to make of it.
Yeah.
I've been obsessed with Dengar recently because he is in Empire Strikes Back so little.
Yes.
The last time we watched, I freeze framed it and talked to my wife about that's Dengar. You can only really see him clearly in the background while you're supposed to be listening to Piet talking.
Right.
Other than that, you just kind of see his shoulder. You see the back of his head.
Mm-hmm.
If you freeze at the right moment in Return of the Jedi. And yet, back in the day, that line of bounty hunters fired people's imaginations.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't as much content. You had action figures. You had trading cards. You had storybooks. And he's just a weird-looking guy standing there. But for years, if I asked any of my friends who like Star Wars, you know who Dengar is? Like, yeah, and here's this opinion, and I bet Han Solo gave him the wounds that caused the wrapping, and I wonder if he got his armor from hearing his blaster. It just opened the door to all this, and like, it's probably some British guy in some armor and a onesie that you almost have to freeze the film to see.
Yeah.
But back in the day, that was just an invitation for us to create all these stories. Yeah. And I think that's sometimes a hard thing to remember the first time you see a Star Wars film. It's an opening of a door. Mm. No matter what you think of the actual film, it's an opening of the door to all these other adventures in our minds and conversations.
It really is. I sometimes think Star Wars is not about the how and the why. It is about what it makes you feel and what the things and people and creatures and vehicles in the movie make you feel. And what you're just describing, I remember staring at Dengar and being like, where did he get that? Is that a stormtrooper outfit? Why is he wrapped in things? And we have a lot of these answers now. We have a lot of books that tell you the answers. A lot of podcasts will tell the answers. Star Wars inspired on that level too. And where you take it. And I finally got a chance to interview my pal June Lee on that Spotlight Star Wars episode of the weekend. And he's a sports writer. He's a young sports writer, works for ESPN now. And for him to say, wasn't born in America. Star Wars, his parents literally dropped the tapes at him and were like, learn about American culture. Start with this. Like, and not knowing, and they're not huge fans themselves. And he grows into this love, and he goes, I took the love of Star Wars into sports writing. That's what inspired me to do it. Like, where does that come from? Because there's, other than pod racing and a couple shots in the background and chess, you're not seeing a lot of sports in Star Wars. You're not seeing a lot of that. Just the how Star Wars makes you. It's about what you feel and what you take, how you take that feeling into your life, and that's what these movies present all the time.
He just like translated that ideas of struggling to be your best self and fulfilling your destiny. And he looked at the Twin Sunsets and said, "Sports journalism, and I can get there.
Yeah,
and I can do it."
And the scientists and the families and this and all the people who've inspired, and each movie presents all those things for you there.
Yeah.
That's what I love about it.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No. I want to experience it again. And not just this movie, but movies going forward.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm always like, this is the end of the Skywalker saga, according to the posters. If 10 years, they're like, we're going to do an episode 10. I'll be first in line.
Yeah, we've been through this twice in our lifetimes of the end of the Skywalker saga.
Yeah.
So there's no guaranteeing it. One other thing that I wanted to share, I talked about this in that solo episode of Star Wars Counseling. It's an opinion of mine just about the way we talk about movies and pop culture in general. I think in culture, we're taught to speak firmly and strongly, in a lot of actual writing, you're taught
to speak strongly.
Mm-hmm. You know, you go to college and you write an essay in, or even high school, and you make a statement and then you defend it. And a lot of that translates into just stating our opinions as facts. And there's a kind of like hand wavy, like, we know all art is subjective, but I will say, this was the best movie ever. It is better than every other movie.
Mm-hmm.
And say it as a fact, or sometimes. Mm-hmm. A negative stated as a fact.
Yeah.
And I just how much I've experienced Force Center and in general having conversations where if you can try to say, I really love this movie, or this movie really spoke to me, or that part didn't work for me.
Mm-hmm.
And to see the difference that you get out of that in terms of if you make a statement, I feel like the conversation ends because other people, we just naturally tighten up, right?
Yeah.
You just feel like, that person just told me my opinion isn't valid and they stated it as a fact. And now I'm kind of riled up and want to push back.
Yeah.
And I try to be a Jedi and a warrior of the light.
Sure.
But this happens to me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I love about Star Wars is not just like, you defeat the dark side.
Yeah.
You defeat the dark side. Every moment of your life.
Every moment.
And I have many moments of being tempted by the dark side on Twitter where somebody just goes, this is the worst James Bond film. And I'm just like, you son of a... But if you can, and I know it's sometimes difficult, if you can say, I just really don't like Empire Strikes Back. It just doesn't work for me. Oh my God, does that open a door to like, why? Many people think that's the best, but... How I'm going to learn something about you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not off put because you didn't tell me I was wrong.
Yeah.
You told me your personal truth. And now I get to find out about you.
Yeah.
What's different about your perception or the way you received it or how old you were or a totally different life experience you had that is somehow reflected in Empire Strikes Back that nobody else sees.
Yeah.
And you get to actually maybe not ever agree.
Right.
But you get to learn more about a different person in their perspective. Never mind the just a little less anger, which is kind of a thing that Star Wars has some opinions about.
There's some ideas about that in there.
About less anger.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, none of us will be perfect. We'll stand over our nephew in a hut with a green lightsaber ready to strike him down sometimes.
It's just a fleeting shadow.
A fleeting shadow passes until you press the tweet button. You just seeing it can bum you out, but we're here to tell you, you are all about to go on a great journey because it is some brand new Star Wars, and it's going to make you think, make you smile, make you laugh, question everything. It's going to take you all over the place, and that's not even a non-spoiler review.
Yeah.
That's just me as a fan going, get ready, and if you're feeling it and you're feeling bummed out by everything that's going on around it, don't worry. None of that is with you when you sit down in the seat. It's just you.
That's exactly right. And I will echo your non-spoiler, non-review.
Yes.
And say one of the things that delighted me is I just walked out of it thinking, there's so much to talk about.
Yeah.
And that's a big part of Star Wars for me at this point in my life is having like fun and robust conversations and seeing what the community picks up and runs with, and I'm excited to have the talkings and the runnings.
Many talkings, many runnings, and many more Star Wars to come. That's just our little note from us to you, our dedicated Force Center listeners. It's a great weekend. So much Star Wars around. This is the time you've been waiting for. Yeah. TV shows, video games, books, comics, movies, all in one weekend. You've got it, Joseph. We're almost out of here and letting these fine folks go on their adventure.
Yeah, that is right. The final thing I'll have to say is just thank you for all the support. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sending in questions. And I just sincerely hope that everybody just has a great time letting in the light and just getting to experience Star Wars.
It's calling to you. Let it in. We'll see you. We'll talk to you all soon. This was Force Center.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional, unprofessional. So if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.